the Lord high and lifted, and the thread of this rope fills the temple, fills this place, Lord, I pray. The thread of this rope fills the temple, fills this place.
Welcome to the prayer experience. Such a real blessing to be able to bring to you the prayer experience today. We want to welcome all of our prayer experience community from India, Pakistan, Indonesia, the Philippines, all over Africa, especially Uganda, Burundi, Nigeria, Zambia, the United States, Canada, Europe, and not to forget our home base here in the United Kingdom. Thank you for joining me today. Please share this video, share with friends, family members. Let people know that it is time to pray. The more people pray, the less the force of evil and darkness against good and righteousness. Also, if you can, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's called the Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. We'd like to see more subscribers, okay? Also, if you're live, please leave a praise report. Let's know what God is doing in your life. Let's know how the prayer experience is blessing you. You know, this is 4 years now. The prayer experience has been going on almost every day. Occasionally, 1 or 2 days, we take a break. But for 4 years, we've been going on. And we want to give God all the praise for his goodness. So leave your prayer requests, leave your comments, leave your praise report. The prayer experience hotline is there. If you dial that number, there will be somebody at the end of the line waiting to pray with you. Okay, let's go now into Thanksgiving. And the scripture that we have for Thanksgiving is from Psalm 126 from verse 1. To verse 3, it says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. It says, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. You might look around you and still see, oh, I need that doing. I need the Lord to do this for me. I need a new job. I need healing. I need that. I need this. But Thanksgiving is a time to look at what the Lord has done. Number one, you are here with us on God's green earth. You're alive. You're breathing. You can move. You can move your hands. Even if you can't move your leg, you can move your hands. You might not be able to move your hands, but you can move your legs. Look out for something that you can give thanks to God for. Thank God for your spouse, your husband, your wife, parents, grandparents, children. Thank the Lord for your local church, the leadership of your local church, your pastors, your elders, whatever kind of structure you have, the people within the church, so much. Thank the Lord for the wider body of Christ. Thank the Lord for the church in your nation. There's always something that the Lord has done. There's never anyone who will look around and not see one thing that the Lord has done for them. And the more you begin to dig, the more you begin to realize, wow, God has been super exceptionally good to me. Can we give thanks wherever you are, indoor, outdoor, in your kitchen, in your living room? Maybe you are at work, you've taken your break time to pray. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Father, we want to just thank you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. We want to give you praise. So many people would love to be in our position. Yes, they don't know some of the things we're going through, but there are people who look at us and they envy us for smiling, for being happy, for knowing you, for being able to praise you, and so on and so forth. We want to just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the prayer experience community. Thank you for our brethren in Canada, United States, United Kingdom, all across Africa. I want to thank you for those faithful brothers and sisters in India, in Pakistan, across the Southeast Asia, people we don't even know who somehow follow our video broadcast, our podcast, audio podcast. We want to thank you for every single individual. We also thank you for what we expect you to do that you haven't done yet. And we thank you in expectation that you are working behind the scene, waymaker, miracle worker, light in the darkness, promise keeper. That is who you are. We give you praise. We honor your name. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's get into the inspired word. And the inspired word today, I want to encourage us, the heart-mouth connection and the confession of our faith. You know, there's something that happens when your heart agrees with your mouth. You know, you cannot be an active Christian and not be vocal about what you believe, not be vocal about your conviction, what's in your heart, not be vocal about your relationship with the Father. You know, even Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. Bible says about Jesus that he ever lives to make intercession for us. So even Jesus sitting down at the right hand of the Father, he's not silent. He's saying something to God on your behalf, on my behalf. So I want us right now, look at this scripture. Look at this scripture. In Psalm 19 and verse 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth, two things, words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, what I'm thinking in my heart, what I believe in my heart, the conviction of my heart, and the words of my mouth. He says, let them be acceptable in your sight. There should be no conflict between what I believe in my heart and what I say with my mouth. You know, the only thing, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. What is it that is acceptable before God? When the meditation of my heart lines up with the word of God and the will of God, and the words that I speak lines up with the word of God and the will of God. So many times we come into the place of prayer, we're on our knees, or whichever posture we take, we're praying, we're seeking the Lord, we're talking to the Lord about it. Then we leave the place of prayer. We're out there before men, we're out there before our family members, and the words we speak contradict the thoughts of our heart that we have expressed to God in prayer. There's a conflict there. It's not going to work. Look at Romans chapter 10. Let's look at the next scripture. Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. This is the New Testament version of what we saw in the Old Testament. It said, for with the heart one believes, that's the thought of your heart. You believe Jesus died for you. You believe he rose from the dead. You believe your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you believe with your heart, he says, you are justified. He says, with the mouth you confess, then you are saved. So what you believe in your heart and what you say with your mouth is very important in the process of getting results in prayer. Okay, if we believe he's a miracle worker in our heart, don't say otherwise. Don't catch yourself saying, I don't know if God is going to do this or not. I'm not sure what God is doing. And we express doubt, fear, and unbelief. When fear comes into your heart, smash it down in the name of Jesus and say, Lord, I might not be sure what's going on, but I'm going to say what I believe. I will continue to declare what I believe, that the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever, that greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world, that I am more than a conqueror, that I am more than an overcomer, that I know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I know I have eternal life. And when my life and my journey here on earth is over, I will be with my Savior. You know, all these things I'm saying, those are the things I believe. And they both line up with the Word of God. Let's have a moment of reflection. And I want you to pray and ask the Lord, let the thoughts of my heart, let the meditation of my heart, and the words that I speak, let them be acceptable in your sight. Train me to put a watch over my mouth. Train me to put a security over my mouth, that my mouth will not, the words that I speak will not contradict the prayers that I pray, that the words that I speak will not cancel out my prayer, will not express faith in the world, but it will express faith in God, that my heart and my mouth will align with the purposes of God for my life, that my steps are like the light that shines. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day, that my future is in the hands of the Lord, that with long life, he will satisfy me. He will show me his salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, even on the prayer experience community, as intercessors, that many times, Lord, we catch ourselves canceling out our prayers, and we're contradicting the prayers that we've prayed about our nation, the prayers we've prayed about our community, the prayers we've prayed and the desires of our heart to see a revival, an awakening, and the move of God, that we will not be awed, that we will not be overwhelmed by the darkness that is in our world today, that we begin to change what we speak to line up with what the world wants us to say. But we know that you are at work. Even though we cannot see you working, you never stop. You never stop. You never stop working on our behalf. And we will believe that, and we will declare that. You're working in our family. You're working in our home. You're working in our health. You're working in our finances. You're working in our local church. You're working in the lives of our children. You're working in the lives of our grandchildren. You're doing your work. We may not see it, but we believe. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We give you praise. We honor your name. We glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Can we pray for the wider body of Christ? We want to pray for the church as a whole. And we want to pray that the church will persevere in faith. You know, it's so easy. We live in a world today. I woke up this morning and heard about Taiwan, earthquake in Taiwan. Yesterday, there was the whole situation about the aid workers that were killed in Gaza. And there's a lot of brouhaha about it. Israel is saying we mistakenly did that, and they're apologizing. The world, the rest of the world, it's just, you know, there's a gang up against the nation of Israel by the rest of the world. And you look at what's going on in Ukraine and in Russia. Where do I stop? So much happening in our world today that is so easy for believers out there to be overwhelmed. But we're going to pray that Christians will stand upon the written word of God, take God at his word, persevere in their faith. Look at this scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and verse 36. It says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. It says, for you have need of endurance. Endurance in a dark world. Endurance in a difficult world. Endurance in a world full of hopelessness. Endurance in a world full of darkness. So that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. In the light of whatever you're going through, in your finances, in your health, in your family, relationship, travails, whatever it is you're going through, we need endurance. We're praying this for Christians across the world, Christians in Taiwan, Christians in Israel, in the Middle East. There are Christians in Ukraine. There are Christians in Russia. There are Christians in Africa. With all of the challenges going on in those places, even here in the United Kingdom, there are Christians going through difficult times. Can we pray for our brothers and sisters that they will persevere in the faith? They will not allow the enemy to drag them down in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we do want to pray right now for believers everywhere. We pray for Christians everywhere. We pray for the church everywhere. You said in your word, you're building the church. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that Christians will stand strong in their faith, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of the harassment of the enemy, whether it's an individual persecution or a collective group persecution. Lord, we pray that we will persevere. Your word says we have need of endurance. We have need of patience. We have need to persevere and weather the storm and say to the enemy, you're not gonna push us away from serving the Lord. Many stop coming to church. Many stop reading their Bibles. Many have stopped praying because of the things they are going through. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. You will strengthen them. You will encourage them. You will bring confidence back into their hearts. We pray for Christians who have backslidden from the faith for one reason or the other, because of things happening in their lives, things happening in the lives of their children, things happening in the community, things happening in their nation, and many have taken that step back. We pray, Lord, that you will revive them, you will awaken them in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them back to the faith, bring them back to you, Lord. Call them with your mighty voice in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts, stir their hearts, stir their spirit. Again, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen. If you stumble upon this video and you're feeling discouraged right now, look for a Christian brother. Call somebody, a brother, a sister, somebody you know who is a Christian. Ring them and say to them, please pray with me and the Lord will strengthen you in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's pray for the nations. I want us to pray for people who don't know the Lord. I'll pray for a wave of God's power. Look at this scripture in Acts chapter 8 from verse 5 to 7. I love that. Philip went down to Samaria, city of Samaria, and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the Bible says, and the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip. When they heard him, and saw the signs that he did. You know, when for unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. When people saw the power of God in manifestation, something happened. You know, our world today needs the demonstration of the power of God. We need God to move like never before in our world today. We cannot just preach the gospel. We need to preach the gospel with a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. We need that in our world today. Can we cry out to the Lord for the sake of people who are not yet saved, that God will manifest himself? You know, the other day, somebody was sharing with me that in some countries, people are seeing visions of Jesus appearing to them. Non-Christians, people who are far gone away from even remotely coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. In remote areas of the world, Jesus is appearing to people. Jesus is bringing people to himself, you know, in a wonderful way, in a miraculous way. We want to see that happen more and more. Even here in Blackpool, in Burnley, in Birmingham, in Skemmersdale, in Preston, in Bolton, in all across Elsmereport and Merseyside. We want to see the manifest people who say we're atheists, we are agnostics, that the power of God will do something in their lives that they cannot deny it, that this is God at work. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we want to pray for a wave of your power, a wave of your glory, a wave of your grace. We want to pray, Father, that the heavens be open again, like it did in the time of Jesus Christ, when so many came to you, Jesus. So many came from the regions. They came from their villages. They came from their cities. And they came to hear you and to be healed of their diseases. We want to see that happen again. That so many will be flooding wherever there is a local church, in a village, in a city, in a community. They will be coming to be healed, to hear the word of God, and to be healed of their diseases. People in their homes will see vision of the risen Jesus, and they will not be able to hide anymore in unbelief, doubt, and fear, but they will be broken by the power of God, broken and set free from the hands of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to see a revival. We want to see a wave of salvation of souls, people getting saved, people getting baptized, multitudes across Manchester, across Burnley, across Southampton, across London, across Norwich, across Newcastle, all over this nation, all over the British Isles. We pray that in the name of Jesus, that America again will experience the move of God. Canada again will experience the move of God. South America, a revival and an awakening and a harvest in the name of Jesus. We pray that Lord, there will be a stoking up again of the gospel and evangelism on the streets, Lord, in the corners of people's homes. People will be led to the Lord in restaurants, in public places, in shops, in government offices. There will be quiet salvation taking place, Lord. We want to see that happen in conversations, as we sit over the meal with people and talk to them about the Lord, that they'll be convicted in their heart. And many will say, what must I do to be saved? We want to see that happen. We want to see that happen. We want to see many more people come to faith, come to Jesus in this time, in this season, like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, hear the cry of our heart. Oh God, hear our prayer. Oh God, move and intervene on behalf of this generation of sinners, generation of unbelievers, generation of agnostics, generation of atheists, generation of people who don't want to respond to you. Lord, have mercy upon planet Earth. Have mercy upon nations. Have mercy upon Asians, upon Africans, upon Indians, upon Pakistanis, upon all of the various tribes, Brazilians, Argentinians, Caribbean people. Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, and turn their hearts to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to finish up by praying for healing, healing prayers. Look at that scripture. God so loves us. You know God loves us. He doesn't want us to stay in that pain. He doesn't want us to stay in that sickness. He wants us to believe him, reach out to him, persevere in our faith, and he'll come true for us. Look at Acts chapter 5, verse 16. The Bible says the people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Hallelujah. God wants to heal everyone. Can we pray? If you're on the platform right now and you're unwell in your body, why don't you just leave your prayer request on there? And if you want to stand in the gap on behalf of somebody else, you want to pray for them to be healed together, collectively, as a community of intercessors, as we pray, the Lord will hear our prayers and he will answer with great signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, oh, we remember during the time of Jesus, many came to Jesus and they were all healed. And we see in the Acts of the Apostles, they were all healed. And you're the same God yesterday. You're the same God today. You're the same God forevermore. That, Lord, you will heal every single one that is being represented on the platform right now. That every single one that is dealing with one infirmity or another, we rebuke the spirit of infirmity. We take authority over that sickness. We bind that cancerous situation, that growth. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We command it to dissolve and exit the body in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak the healing grace, healing power of God. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, it avails much, makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working in the name of Jesus. That dynamic power will flow. That heart condition is healed. That lung condition is healed. That bone situation right now, receive the healing grace. Receive the healing power of God. Be healed and be made whole from thy infirmity in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. You've heard us again. You've heard us again today. Wow. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, because you said, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking. Matthew 7:7, the Amplified Version. You said, you are a faithful God. If we be natural, know how to give good things to our children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father give good things to them that call upon him? Thank you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, everyone, for being part of this praying today. Don't forget, look out for our audio podcasts. They are there. Search for them. Tons. We've got about 10,000 podcasts, audio podcasts. You can listen to as much as you want, and the Lord will bless you in amazing ways as you do that. Okay, we're going to be back tomorrow. It's a Thursday, 1 p.m., and the Lord again will open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Cry holy, sing holy, they cry holy.